Penguin Audio presents The End of Wall Street by Roger Lowenstein. Read by Eric Sinistbat. Introduction. In the late summer of 2008, as Lehman Brothers teetered at the edge, a bell tolled for Wall Street. The elite of American bankers were enlisted to try to save Lehman, but they were fighting for something larger than a venerable 158-year-old institution. Stephen Black, the veteran J.P. Morgan executive, had an impulse to start saving the daily newspapers, figuring that historic events were afoot. On Sunday, September 14th, as the hours ticked away, Lehman's employees gathered at the firm, unwilling to say goodbye, and fearful of what lay in wait. With bankruptcy a fait accompli, they slunk off to bars for a final toast, as people once did in advance of a great and terrible battle. One ventured that the forces of evil were about to be loosed on American society. Lehman's failure was the largest in American history, and yet another financial firm, the insurer American International Group, was but hours away from an even bigger collapse. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two bulwarks of the mortgage industry, had just been seized by the federal government. Dozens of banks, big and small, were bordering on insolvency. And the epidemic of institutional failures did not begin to describe the crisis's true depth.